بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We had begun last time the mentioning of the beautiful name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Al-Muqit, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all. Thereafter the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the attribute, the sifat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Al-Hasib, the being who suffices for everyone. So all these beautiful names, attributes belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a reminder to use these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we make dua to Allah jalla jalaluhu, to use these names of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the beautiful names belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our du'as also, we take our time. And here, Hazrat Wala says, our Shaykh, Imam Abdul Hamid Sahib, Imam Rakatu, we take our time every day to make du'a. Do I have my time to make du'a? I got to have a slot in the day, which I take our time to call unto Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So we have to specify the times. In our day, where we read our Qur'an, where we read our munajat and maqbool, we make time for our du'a, and our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time won't come on its own. We have time for everything else. You know, we specify. This is my office time. I tell the family also, this time don't trouble me. I'm busy in the office at time. I bring the books, I bring the EFTs, or in the office, or with the staff, or in the workshop, wherever I am. So they know this is the time. But I don't give that importance now to my ma'amulat time. Especially now when it comes to December time, everybody's on holiday. So ma'amulat also on holiday. Business is closed, so my dini business too is closed. No, I got more time for my ma'amulat. We have to specify the time. Consciously we have to make the time, so then I know this is my time. Or the family will say, alright, after Asr, then I got some shopping to do. Alright, let's go. This is so important. But that is my Quran time. There's a time for my dhikr, the time for me and my Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, which I need that time. Without that time, I can't function. I have to have that link and that contact with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Dada Shaykh Az Hakim Sahib Rahimullah should say to make dhikr of Allah, walihana dhikr. What do you say, walihana? We can't even translate. This person is madly in love with Allah. Madly in love with Allah. Ya Allah, I want to sit and talk to you. May you take your name, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take out the time every day. Otherwise, Islah is not going to get made. You all are worried about my Islah. Now the month December is coming. And now you get out of the family, and then be worried about parda in the family. There has to be segregation, there has to be parda in the family. And there has to be all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all intact. That all will come alive when my heart is alive. When my heart is alive, connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I have to say a few things. I have to say a few things, like Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi to say, that for the student of deen, for him to become a leader of the time, there's two sifat he needs. Numaya qabiliyat. Numaya qabiliyat. And the other thing he said was ala ruhaniyat. Or less it was these two things. Numaya qabiliyat is to say they have outstanding abilities and capabilities. That I have to know my work properly. As a student of deen. And ruhaniyat also very high level. Very high level of ruhaniyat. Or else I will have the knowledge, but I don't have the ruhaniyat. So I have the knowledge, I know my work, but implementation is weak. It means actually my knowledge is weak. My knowledge was strong in me that really, as I would explain also Rahmatullah Ali, he says one is a person to make amal upon his own knowledge he has. In our term now, he says to have the strength and the power and the ability to make amal upon your own knowledge, he would say, we need 10 kilos of ruhaniyat. Example, 10 kilos of yaqeen, conviction in Allah, to really believe what I know. To really believe what I know. I know I have to read my Quran. I know I have to read my fajr namaz. I know I have to be fighting daily salah. I know it. But my knowledge is weak and my ruhaniyat is weak. Is that enough now to bring me upon the ilm that I have? You see, you need 10 kilos of ruhaniyat just to propel you, to wake you up, to put you into amal. I have to read my salah. What takbir awla, what safi awla, behind the imam, in the masjid. For the ladies also, they know they have to read the salah. But in the time, within mustahab time, awwal time, now we know. We know all the chapters of deen, alhamdulillah, we're sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem, but it's not enough to propel me upon my amal. The ladies know the grateful programs and so, they listen to so many bayans, so many mudhakaras. But then too, the knowledge is still weak. And my ruhaniyat, my spirituality, is that strong enough to propel me? So Zakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that I need 10 kilos of ruhaniyat, sachi talab, real desire to make amal, and the spirituality is there to propel me and bring me to the knowledge that I know. So I know the ilm. Years I'm going in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, but then too, these amal are not coming and the character akhlaq is not coming. So I'm going so many years in the path of Allah, we're going for chilla, 40 days, 4 months, we went to the khanqa, they were eating on the floor. When I come back home, back on the table. Amal isn't coming. We're not even talking about it. We're not saying, you know, go and break the table at home. It is not talking about it. The sunnahs have to come into our lives. The sunnahs have to come in. So many sunnah muzakara we make in the path of Allah. We go in the path of Allah. We go to the khanqa. We hear so many things. But that amal isn't coming. I know it, but it's weak in me. Ruhaniyat is not there. 10 kilos. Where am I going to get the 10 kilos of ruhaniyat? That will come from my ma'mulat. When I make the dhikr of Allah and I got the connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then I don't have to break the table. You just have to say it a few times. It will hit the heart. Then as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, in regard to dhikr of Allah also, you see a person is making dhikr of Allah in his own way, his own style. So you have to learn from the Allah wa Allah how to make the dhikr of Allah. Those that became the beloveds of Allah, by taking the name of Allah, how they made the dhikr of Allah, then made them the beloveds of Allah also. Now this you have to learn. Our Shaykh taught us how to make the dhikr of Allah. It was taught to him by his Shaykh also. And all the beloveds of Allah made dhikr in the same way. This you understand in the business. Let the youngster come into the business now. You say, Lighty, you listen to me. I ran this business so many years. Don't tell me how to change the system. We made it like this. We don't want to change it. We ran the system like this. We made money. Alhamdulillah, things are tight. We know how to operate it. Don't come with your own fancy ideas now. We don't want to change. When it comes to my deen, then in my own style. My dhikr, my own way. My Quran tilawat also, what I'm reading correctly. All this we have to go and learn. I will say also, my father taught me to run business like this. It worked for us, it's going to work for generations. This is how we operated. But when it comes to the spiritual world now, how to take the name of Allah, that Allah falls in love with me. Wal yahana dhikr. That madly in love dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the mashayikh made it, how it hit the heart. And they got this ruhaniyat, they pulled it, they drew it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now it became easy for them to make amal. The 10 kilos now, the ruhaniyat, spirituality came into their life. So how to make the dhikr of Allah? So taught us how to take the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That you're sitting facing the Qibla, I take out my time, clear my heart, clear my mind. And how we make it over here now on Thursday nights, now we're facing the Qibla, and then we start with Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala said, remember me, I will remember you. Doesn't mean Allah forgets me. Allah says, remember me, I remember you. Remember me, بِطَاعَتِي with my obedience, I will remember you with my inayat and my bounties. Take my name, make awal yahana dhikr, make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, I will bestow my bounties upon you. What's the bounties of Allah? Allah will open the locks of the heart. Now we'll see dunya with the reality of dunya. What decision to make, which way to move, how to do things. I won't fall into deception. Allah says, I'll give you my spiritual bounties, physical bounties, emotional bounties. This I must turat also to make the dhikr of Allah. We all have emotional problems, emotional beings. Which way to think, how to move, how to go. All the families are getting together. Everyone wants to be together. How to handle everybody around me. We also have to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the makhluk doesn't rule their life. My life is ruled by the khaliq of the makhluk. I'm connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to make the dhikr of Allah? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي Allah says in Hadith Qudsi that I am the companion of the one that remembers me. When you take my name, just think to yourself that I am next to you. I am your jalis. I am your companion that is sitting next to you. You took my name, Allah says I am there next to you. أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي Then we say, Allah, And the first time, Jalla Jalaluhu. And as the Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, when you take the name of Allah, that ayafugah, it's called ayafugah. The pain of the heart, that, Ya Allah, I want to be close to you. That that comes up from the person's heart who is in pain. The heart must pain. That, Ya Allah, don't abandon me. And don't let me abandon you also. That I do such amal that, Ya Allah, I abandon you and I leave you. Allah will never leave us. We can see how many things we haven't done wrong, but Allah hasn't thrown us out. Allah has still kept us. It's just for us now to enter into the court of Allah. So he would say, when you take the name of Allah, then every 10 times, 20 times, then you say, Jalla Jalaluhu. So Allah, when you're saying the taking in the name of Allah, as the Hakim Sahib teaches also how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the waist up, now we move our bodies, not with the head. From the waist up. And he would say, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would also move like this, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how on a windy day you have high grass, or the grass sways with the movement of the wind. When you have a branch also, all the branches move when it's windy. He would say also, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, making the dhikr of Allah in the same way. So from the center we move to the right. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. When you take the name of Allah, the first La ilaha illallah, then Muhammad or Rasulullah. And every 10-20 times, Muhammad or Rasulullah, Muhammad or Rasulullah. Like this we move the body. To the right, not just the head only, but the entire body. La ilaha illallah. And there's no hitting also, illallah. With a melodious from the heart, we take the name of my Allah. As Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi. This is Ashiqana Tarjuma. This is the Tarjuma, the translation of the lovers of Allah. La ilaha illallah. The plain translation, there is no one worthy of worship, there is no ilah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no object of worship besides Allah. So Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, Ya Allah, for me, La ilaha means, Ya Allah, besides you, there's no one for me. Besides you, there's no one. There's no support in life for me besides you, oh my Allah. There's only you and only me. And I only need you. If I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my family is mine. Parents are mine. Children are mine. Everything else is mine. Zameen, Mary, Asman, Mera. The earth belongs to me, the skies are mine. Because I have my Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. So, La ilaha illallah. This is how we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything right now around is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, we'll take the name of La ilaha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illallah, 100 times. How long would it take? It doesn't take much time also. But we have to make the dhikr of Allah. Then Allah, wadhkur isma rabbik. Allah says, take the name of your Rabb. Wadhkur, make dhikr. Remember, mention isma rabbik, the name of your Rabb. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumas, tafsir, he says, Allah demands from you to cut off yourself from everything. Cut off yourself from everything besides Allah, and now take the name of Allah. Allah demands this in Quran Sharif. Therefore, taking the name of Allah also, don't put the cell phone in front. Every 10 times you check in the screen now. Any message came. Put it on silent. Now is my time for my Allah. Now is my time for my Allah. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Allah is saying, cut off from everything now. And now just focus your heart and your mind to me. Allow me to come into the heart. Allah wants to come into the heart. We're not allowing it. Cell phone is still there, still on vibration. Maybe the family will call me. Somebody is waiting, we'll pick up some parcel. Specify a time. We have to take the name of Allah. Then only the 10 kilos of ruhaniyat will come in my heart. Now I will be able to make amal upon the little ilm I have. And ulama say, man alima, man amila bima alima. The person who will make amal and practice upon that which he knows, Allah will give him knowledge from his side. Allah will open from his side. Without being an alim of deen, we see so many saqis that are in the path of Allah. That person is an engineer, he's a doctor, he's a surgeon. For so many years in the path of Allah, making amal, making the dhikr of Allah, Allah has given me like an alim, the way he's speaking. If he's an alim, was he a doctor, or was he's a doctor. But Allah opened his heart. Such knowledge now, which from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we finish 100 times, La ilaha illallah, then Allah. Allah has mentioned now that is there, Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu the first time. Then every 10-20 times, Jalla Jalaluhu. That also, as Hakim Sahib would explain, Rahmatullah Alayh, that we imagine that now there's one tongue in my heart and one tongue in my mouth. And everything around me, the pillars, the masjid floor, the carpet, the ceiling, the lights, everything now is in chorus taking the name of Allah. The entire creation of Allah is making the dhikr of Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ But we can't perceive that has been the dhikr of the creation of Allah. But everything around us is taking the name of Allah. Everything recognizes Allah Jalla Jalal, only insan. Insan has to make that effort to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So would Allah, would La ilaha illallah, that will say that now like a super vacuum, I'm removing all the filth from my heart, all my bad habits. Imagine, Ya Allah, all my bad habits with your most powerful and beautiful name. No bad habit, no evil habit is more powerful than the name of Allah. This La ilaha illallah will destroy everything. The whole world is spinning, is an axis, is moving because of La ilaha illallah. So Ya Allah, these little bad habits I have with your beautiful name, Ya Allah, with the super vacuum 100 times. Hazrat says, imagine you have a vacuum, and you're vacuuming the carpet 100 times a day. How clean that carpet will be. But the name of Allah, I'm vacuuming, taking it out and throwing it. La ilaha. Illallah, Ya Allah, you come with this heart. You beautify my character, you beautify my heart, you beautify my amal, and give me the nur and taqwa, Ya Allah, to bring amal upon my ilm. La ilaha illallah. But Allah must come into my heart. Everything around me is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll see the power of the dhikr. The Quran, what I'm reading now, whether it be even a quarter para a day, for non-hafiz, you should aspire at least quarter para a day to read. Hazrat will say one para for the non-hafiz. The hafiz of Quran, 3 paras a day. 3 paras a day. And not difficult. As we mentioned now, the youngster we met in the haram of Madinatul Munawwara. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but now we went Umrah, alhamdulillah, sitting in the haram, just near Babu al-Hijra. One youngster came to sit next to me, and he took out his little juzdan. Now we have these bags, Umrah bags people carry. They took out from there his big size Yasin. Sharif, only Yasin. Copy the Kaaba, we have when Janaza in the house, we have all the Yasin. Kitab there. There is Yasin Kitab with him. Carry it in his little bag over there. Took all his Yasin, he sat down and started A'udhu Bismillah. So I started my Quran Tilawat. And he's reading. So I'm reading, I finished quarter para. So this peaked into now how far he's gone. And I see only the second page still. Amali ala abudul ladhi. He's reading over there. I already finished quarter para. Finished half para, he's still now carrying on. Ama ta'ati min ayatin around there, he's reading. I finished the whole para and he's almost finishing his Yasin Sharif. Almost 25 minutes. Say subhanAllah. You've got to go enough sabr to read the whole Yasin 25 minutes. So then I was compelled to ask him. So he finished his Yasin, he made his dua, his fatiha, everything. And that was simple, brother, everyone. So India he was, from Delhi, wearing a thin kurta pants, wearing a pink color kurta also. So I made salam with him. Why aapka haasi? He said, Delhi se aaya. He said, MashaAllah. I said, MashaAllah, Yasin Sharif, you read every day. He said, Rozana me parata hum. I read my Yasin every day. I said, it takes you how long to read Yasin? He said, 20, 25 minutes. 20, 25 minutes it takes me. I said, how come it takes you so long? He said, I'm not so clever. What did he say? I'm not so clever. I said, kya baat, what do you mean? He said, school too I failed. School I failed. Simple person he was. The school I failed. I couldn't read Urdu, couldn't read Hindi, couldn't read anything. Madrasa also I couldn't make it. Only thing I learned was Yasin Sharif. And that I read every day. Whenever I get a chance, he said, my father passed away 2 years ago, I read for him also every day. 25 minutes only Yasin Sharif. And the brother got the patience every day to sit down 25 minutes and to read the Yasin. He said, Ya Allah, what excuse do I have? We can read Quran, but one we just read. 25 minutes we can read half para, non-half of the Quran. Half of the Quran, 25 minutes, one para down. So myself, I'm saying, Ya Allah, what is it for me now to sit 1 hour and talk to you? This banda is sitting 25 minutes every day, reading only Yasin. This is the only thing he knows. I can only read Yasin and I read this every day. Just if he came to Madina Munawwara, read his Yasin, read his Fatiha, his Dua, and then he was gone. We can imagine now that person, in the eyes of Allah, had yaqeen in my heart, Allah is more superior to you than to me. To me, I'm nothing. I got whole Quran Sharif, I can't read so much Quran Sharif. But he's doing it every day. That was one incident. Then we went to Makkatul Mukarrama. After Umrah, we went to cut away hair. Sat down in the Babu's seat with a youngster. He was from Bombay. MashaAllah, he had full beard, natural virgin beard. And he put on that plastic thing around the person cutting your hair. Then he opened the blade, he said, Bismillah. So, oh, MashaAllah, pious part. Bismillah. And when he started shaving my hair, then he started, A'udhu Bismillah. What is the reason? He's a barber, this youngster now. He came on contract a couple of months. And he said, Tabarakallah, biyadihi al-mulk. In his own tune, his own way, but he read mostly correct. Alhamdulillah, I'm listening to him, listening to him. Full Tabarak, he read, cut my hair and he finishes Tabarak. Then I asked him, Ma'al Kahase from Bombay, how long were you here? 2-3 months. He said, you hafiz the Quran. Hafiz. The way he said it also, like, with a pain in his heart. Man, I have to do this barber shop work. You hafiz me. And I said, how do you know you're Tabarak then? How you know Tabarak al-Lazi? He said, bus. He said, at night I can't sleep. I miss home and so far from home. And he said, I got a problem to sleep at night. So every night I put on my surahs on my phone. And putting it every night, I learn my Tabarak also. I learn my other surahs also. So now is my time now. Just now I knock off my shift. I read my Tabarak finish. And then as I'm going home, I read the rest of my surahs. He said, yeah. How many of us can read this surah? We've got all the time in the world. You know, doing barber shop work. At home, nobody, alhamdulillah, it's so comfortable. This banda now is doing his work. How long he's standing on his feet? Cutting how many people's head? I don't know how busy they are. He's reading his barak. Then I thought of Hazrat Wala, what he taught us. He told us there was a person, he went to the haram of Makkah, Mukarramah, and he finished his tawaf, and he sees a person holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, al-Multazam, and his chest on the Kaaba Sharif wall. And he's crying profusely and looking dua to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him mukashafa, this buzruk, this pious person, where he could see the condition of that man's heart. When he saw the condition of that man's heart, the man is making dua, but his heart actually was in his business. In reality, he wasn't here. Still worried now about the business that's happening. Although he's here at Baytullah, by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, but in reality, he wasn't here. He left the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, he went into the gullies. There he passed on shop, and he's a young boy, busy in the shop. Before we had youngsters, the Afghani boys, the Pakistani boys, running shops in the Harami. They run the whole shop themselves, 15, 16 year old boy. He sees young boy, busy, giving change, giving goods, taking, giving. So Allah Ta'ala gave him mukashafa again. Allah opened his heart, he saw the quality of this young boy. This young boy had like a frown on his forehead, and he's doing his work. But in that busyness and reality now, in his heart, Allah Ta'ala showed this wali of Allah, that this boy's heart actually is ready to go back into the haram. When I can close shop, just want to go back into the haram. So Allah Ta'ala put in this buzruk's heart, in reality this boy is in the haram. That man is not in the haram. This Baba young boy, thinking to myself, how many people now sitting in the haram on the cell phone? Instead of becoming selfless, they're becoming selfies. They do forget yourself. But now they're still making selfies. This boy really is in the haram sharif. He's reading his Tabarak, reading his Waqiyah and all his surahs. Now a little bit ilm he had, little bit knowledge he had, look at now his ruhaniyat. That at that moment now cutting somebody's hair, he was able to read his entire Tabarak al-Lazi. And that's how he learned it. Then he showed me also, oh, ya Allah, you don't need us to teach anybody. Allah will use a cell phone also. They taught him his Tabarak. Allah Ta'ala shows you I'm independent. I don't need it. I am sufficient, who haskun Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient, Allah will teach. So here also, as Hakim Sahib will say, how to make the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalla. Other incident I saw, Hazrat always mentioned about that young girl in Karachi. That incident about that young girl, there's a stop media outside, she couldn't go home. They have these Nasis, young girls, working in the homes in Karachi, etc. So she couldn't leave, according to her normal daily routine, to go back home, it was storming outside. So she said in her, the mistress of the house, she was a young girl also. So she sat in the room and looking outside at the storm waiting for it to subside. But it wasn't subsiding. So this young girl, khadima of the house, domestic helper, poor background, nothing really they have in their life. They just work for the day, whatever they get, alhamdulillah, come back the next day. So as she's sitting there, she turned to her, to the mistress, and she told her, that ma, if you don't mind, can you use your Quran Sharif, please? So this girl writes the incident, she says, just before that I plopped in my bed, it was a cold day, had my coffee in my hand, had the latest novel, just getting comfortable on my bed. This girl is sitting in front of me on the sofa, wherever it was, now looking outside. So He turns to me and he tells me, can I borrow your Quran Sharif? At least go make wuzu and read some Quran Sharif. So she says, I just looked at her. Never thought now, like ourselves, we never think that domestic now, maybe she's Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe. Maybe she reads Quran Sharif. Malawi boy, rushing our car, we never think now, this guy can read Quran or he knows Quran Sharif. Well, let me allow him to go to madrasa also. So she felt a bit guilty. I am studying my novel and she was reading Quran Sharif. So she says, I went to the shop to get the Quran and she went to the bathroom to make wudu. So when she came out, she says, when I went to get the Quran Sharif, she said, I can't remember the last time I opened this Quran. It was already dusty. She has taken a tissue now and cleaned the Quran Sharif. And so many copies over there. So she says, I gave it to her. And when I looked at her face, the amount of noor because of the droplets of the wuzu water. So she says, I'm looking at her, and she says, my heart, I'm sure she can't read Quran. I don't think she knows how to read Quran Sharif. Because my young girl, she's working in the house. We know she hasn't been to madrasa. So she says that this young girl took the Quran Sharif and she opened it wrong side. And she's looking at it. She says, I'm looking at her, and in my heart I'm thinking she can't read Quran. Yes, she's wasting time. But she's looking at it, looking at the page, she turned a few pages, she turned. She said, no, I want to laugh at her. But anyway, I held my laugh. The slowly she opened the page, she looked at it, and she turned the Quran around the right way. And she looked at it. So she says, I'm looking at her, and she's looking at the Quran, now she got it right. And then she moved her lips. And she says, I'm thinking to myself, can't she read Quran? And she took her finger and she puts it on the Quran. And how example we're reading Fatpara, Lan Tanalu Durra. Now we know Lan is a lamb, then a noon. In Tanalu, we can now picture it in our minds a ta, noon, alif. Example is writing it with your finger, so she's now, she's actually tracing the letters. So she asks the young girl, so Quran para sakti ho? Can you read Quran? Then she looked down. And she took a breath and it caught her. And tears came into her eyes. He says, Quran para sakti ho? Bolo yaar, speak, can you read Quran or not? She saw the tears coming down her eyes. She said, nahi, nahi para sakti ho. Nahi para sakti, I can't read Quran. So what are you doing then? He said, I do this every day for 1 hour. So what do you do? She says, I take my finger and I trace the letters of every word. Just trace the letters of my finger. That's all I can do. And I make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, one day you teach me to read Quran. One day you teach me to read Quran. So I love this Quran so much. I love this Quran so much. I can't leave it every day. I just wait every day. This is my Quran time. I couldn't go home today. So I just sit and I trace the letters of it only with this dua in my heart, Ya Allah, one day you'll make me read Quran. The girl says, there were bombs going off in my heart. She says, Ya Allah, look at this girl. What love for Allah's kalam. To sit every day, 1 hour, just to trace only the letters with her finger. And one day I will read Quran Sharif. And she says to myself, I'm thinking, I have my cell phone, I'm online. I have so many copies of Quran Sharif, color coded also. And I can just now make one call or just one app or somebody online, just get somebody, pay them for the hour, and they can teach me Quran online. I can just learn my Quran like that. But no shock and desire. I got the latest novel. He said, this girl I realize is actually my master and I should be her slave. So for us to understand, my dear brothers, right now, how much Quran am I reading every day? My Quran tilawat. Maktab isn't only for the children. Maktab is for adults also. For me to take out the time. How many of our ladies are sitting at home on those apps for hours upon hours? On Instagram, on their Facebook. And they say, it's only recipes. How much are you going to eat? Tell them, please make the simple food. You don't have to make the recipes. Some video Quran Sharif. Take out time for Quran tilawat. How much ilm we have? How many girls now are going to become hafiza? How many of them will become alima? But how much amal they're making upon the knowledge they have? It shows that the ruhaniyat is so weak. Therefore, the ilm also is so weak. The yaqeen upon that ilm is so weak. We know all the masail. We have the Beshi Zawr. We have Ta'limul Haqq, Ta'limul Islam, online, PDFs, everything we have. But there's no amal. Amal is not coming. The action is not coming. Everything else is coming into our lives, alhamdulillah. We can do everything online, booking everything online. The Quran Sharif also is online, but just can't sit down to read it with comfort, cut off from everybody, sit down and read my Quran. My dhikr every day, my Quran tilawat every day. Now we can understand from these incidents over here, that Baba youngster reading his tabarak, am I reading my tabarak every day? Our masturat, are they reading the namaz on time every day? They all have excuses, they've got excuse for this, excuse for that. Azan is gone, they should be gone already to make wuzu on the musalla. This is the legacy they're going to leave behind for their children. And us also. Now it's holiday time. We'll become a bit relaxed now. We did Isha late, we'll see you on holiday. We don't have to go to the masjid. No such thing. Many people think I'm musafir. So salah with jamaat is not wajib upon me. It's still wajib upon you. If you can hear the azan, where you are, some resort also. And you can hear the azan, it's still wajib for you to go to the masjid to perform salah with jamaat. Doesn't mean I've got qasr namaz two rakat. So it's not so farz upon me, not so wajib. The two rakats may be discount for you because you're in a rush. Now you're in a built up area, you can hear the azan, you still have to go to the masjid. Because you can hear it, you're out somewhere, then it's different. Then it's different. So we can understand, as Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, to make amal upon your knowledge, you need the 10 kilos of ruhaniyat. Where am I going to get it? It's through my ma'amulat. I have to connect to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala every day. With my Quran tilawat, my dhikrullah also, after my salah, my tazbih, fatimi, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, ayatul kursi, my three quls, all these ma'amulat I have to do it every day. There's no rush away from it. Very beautifully recently one person was explaining to me what is life about. This person was a doctor also. He was counseling somebody. That person was like in depression. Because of what incidents happened in his life over the years. And all this has affected him. He's now in his 50s or so. So the doctor says, I drew two X's, one X, right? The letter X, XY. He put an X on one side, X on the other side. And I drew a line across from one X to the other. I explained to him, this first X is your birth. Other X over there is your death. There's a line is your life. So I want you right now to draw a circle on that line denoting right now where about are you in your life. Understand what I'm saying? So draw a circle now on that line for you to understand right now where am I on this line of my life. So one is the birth, one is the death. That line in between is the life. So the person drew a circle just near the end. He said, I think I'm here right now. He said, you're here. So how much line is left? Not much. He said, how much you passed? He said, most of it. He said, forget that line now. It's gone. The past is gone. Your future is non-existent. Live now. Forget what you've done in the past, what has happened to you now. Take stock now and make the best of what you got left. How much you got left? He said, I don't know. I'm just drawing my circle here. But it could be 20 times green. But that's all is left of my life. Which I feel I've done everything now. Hit my 40s, 50s, done the business, got married, etc., etc. He says, what's left? I say, my life is here. He says, now you better put your foot on the pedal. And start doing what you have to do right now. Is that how many moments, he says, is that how many moments in your life? He says, how many lives in that moment right now? Right now I'm doing the guna, how much of my life I'm burning right now? I'm burning it, I'm wasting it. Is that how many moments that make up my life? Is in that moment right now, how much of my life I'm putting in it? That's how many lives I lost. I could have made my life in this one moment. If I read that one Durood Sharif, I could have read that one Durood Sharif, I made my akhirat. But I lost it. I burnt it in something haram. I wasted it in something haram. So I need the 10 kilos now, I need to pull from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To make my dhikr now like the Allah wa Allah, so I can connect to my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that I'll be making my dhikr my own way. How I wanted to. Moving my head, moving my body. He says, TK, you'll get. As Hakim Sahib will explain this also, that now the dhikr of yours is 10 kilos in the scales. Now you just changed it. You're making the same dhikr Allah wa Allah is making. But now I'm making it like how my sheikh taught me, and how his sheikh taught him, and how his sheikh taught him. And how the beloveds of Allah made it. He said, now I just move in the same manner and take it with that muhabbat and love like how they taught me. The same 10 kilos now become 100 kilos. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the magicians came and they, on Yawm al-Zina, when they came to challenge him, so they came now with their sorcery and magic, with their sticks and their ropes. But they just came just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Like the Nabi of Allah, like the beloved of Allah. Allah loved this outer appearance so much, Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat. They are prepared to give their lives also. Just emulated the Nabi of the time, Allah fell in love with them and gave them all hidayat. These are all we got to emulate our sinners. How are they doing it? How are they making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The same 10 kilos now become 100 kilos. Now Allah will pull us now. With my Quran tilawat, my dhikrullah, my munajat maqbool, my salah, and perform it correctly, like how the friends of Allah taught me. Now that same 10 kilos will become 100 kilos. Now I don't want to say 10 times at home, do it like this. One time, tell the staff one time only. They don't understand it. Now, one person wrote to me recently. So he says, I'm looking for a certain name for a certain company. Will you help me? Because there are only two languages I know. English and vulgarity. You know the language I know, but I want the Arabic name. So please, you can help me with the Arabic name. Otherwise, I might use a swearing word or some other one. That's okay, I'll help you. So khair, like this now, as Hakim Sahib would say, from 10 kilos goes to 100 kilos. In the same way, ulama say, whatever little we know to make amal, we need 10 kilos. And now, to convince the next person to believe me, what I'm telling him is true. To convince the other person, my wife and my children and family, to make amal and practice upon the knowledge that I have. What is I going to make amal upon it? I need the 10 kilos. And now to convince them to believe me and to make amal upon what I know, now I need 100 kilos. Now I need 100%, the 100 kilos of ruhaniyat. Now I'm going to make the proper amal, bul ikhlas in me, istikhlas in me, attend the majalis, go out in the path of Allah till they come from now wa rasikhuna fil ilm. Now I'm strong. Now I'm drowning in my ilm. Absolutely, I'm strongly mazboot. Now when I tell somebody, now you'll understand it. I don't have to shout. I don't have to be vulgar. Now the family will understand. My staff will understand me also. Because I become the servant of Allah, automatically this is full over. But all is linked to my ma'mulat. First is my salah on time, then my Quran tilawat, then my dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Munajat, but this is very long, can't read it. Read one page every day. Monday one page, Tuesday one page, and the following week, the next week the second page, then the third page. Slowly you build it up. People are reading novels. One youngster I spoke to him a few days ago. He's on every forum, I said, cut it out. Was the writer, the author, was to catch your heart with his writing. He said, Moana, you're right. He says to take one big novel, and in one night I should finish it. If I could not finish it, then in school, between the periods, I should open the novel, and then the school had to sanction me also, restrict me. When the teachers would come in the class, take the novel away. And the end of the day, they would give it back to me. Now, how he soaked in that novel? The author caught his heart. If only Quran can catch our heart also. Zikr of Allah catch our heart. The beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, munajat, they can catch my heart also. You have to read it in Arabic. So read one page for the day. And then the second page, the next page, third page from every day, Monday to Friday, as it has got the Monday to Sunday. So we can start from somewhere at least. Build our ruhaniyat till 10 kilos and build it up more and more. Allah Ta'ala give us sufficient of Allah. Inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو كريم رحيم الله forgive us for all our sins oh my Allah Ya Allah forgive the sins of the tongue the sins of the mouth the sins of the eyes and the heart oh كريم رحيم الله Ya Allah free us from the shackles of sins oh my Allah make us your beloved oh كريم رحيم الله Ya Allah give us your close تعلق Ya Allah give us close to you oh my Allah give us your true love and your ma'rifat and true love for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم oh my Allah whatever bad habits we have oh كريم رحيم الله release us oh my Allah Ya Allah free us entire ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم give us a life of obedience of ita'at and true love for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله protect the ummah oh my Allah protect us from ma'asiyat from disobedience oh my Allah from abandoning the sunnahs of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم oh my Allah keep us upon hidayat al maut oh my Allah upon kalima shahadat al maut oh kareem rahim Allah يا الله keep us with iman and take us with iman oh my Allah save us from nifaq from hypocrisy from kufr from shirk and disobedience oh my kareem rahim Allah make your obedience easy for us oh my Allah make it difficult for us to break your commandments oh my kareem rahim Allah oh my Allah make us ya Allah ya rahmatu wa families oh my Allah ya Allah give us a character of rahmatu lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam oh my Allah we thank you for the ni'mat of iman for the ni'mat of being ya Allah the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya Allah you made us your slaves oh my Allah ya Allah keep us in ya rahmatu al afiyat sihat and salamat Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillah